Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst of New Season Ministries, and we thank God for you being here. We thank God for you tuning in tonight and joining us and sharing in this time of study and God's all-powerful and his all-sustaining words. We like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and so we will do that shortly, but we certainly want to give honor and praise and glory to our Most High God for his presence with us. We know that he never leaves us nor never forsakes us, and we thank God for his presence. We thank God as we go forth to share the word tonight for his anointing and his promise that as his word goes forth, it will never return void, but it always has a purpose to accomplish. And so as it rests upon the ears and rests upon the hearts tonight, of those that have tuned in, we know that you will be blessed. We give God all the go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise tonight, where Hezekiah Walker is going to share that not some praise, but every praise, hallelujah, belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word.
praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God.
God, a mighty God, an awesome God. There is none like you in all of heaven and earth. None compares to our great God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for grace and mercies that are renewed each and every morning. We thank you, Lord God, for that giving us a peace, even in difficult situations and circumstances, that peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies, mind, soul, and spirit, because indeed you are the great physician. We thank you, Lord God, as we go forth tonight, that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And now, Father God, as I begin and prepare to minister your word, I ask you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you anoint me afresh, Father, that you use my vocal cords to speak forth your word with power, with anointing, with clarity, with understanding, and let it fall, Lord God, on the hearts and minds and ears and spirits of those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses. And we will be certain to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, we give thank you again. Thank you again for tuning in. You might want to grab a pencil and paper in your Bibles, because we're going to take a visit. Actually, we are revisiting the word that I shared, praise God, on this past Sunday. Before I continue, I'm going to ask as well that you keep Prophetess Cecile Cutchin in your prayers. She was supposed to be here ministering tonight. However, on yesterday, she had a death in her family. So we pray that you keep Prophetess Cecile Cutchin and the Cutchin family in your prayers. And Lord, we just pray, lift up Prophetess Cecile Cutchin tonight and her family. We pray, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around them, that you show yourself nigh unto them, Heavenly Father, during this time of passing away and homegoing of their loved one. Father, we just give you the praise. We know, Lord God, that you are a God that knows how to heal heavy hearts. And go before them, Lord God, as they prepare during this time and this season, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for working all things again together for their good and for your glory. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, let's dive into the study of the word. As I shared, someone asked that did not have an opportunity to receive or hear the word on Sunday, if I would share. And so I'm going to do that. We're going to touch upon a subject that I shared on Sunday and started, and that is entitled, the message was entitled, Body Structure. Body Structure. Spiritual alignment with God. Body structure and spiritually aligning ourselves with the word of God. Praise God. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to John, the St. John, and that is chapter 19, verses 31 through 34. St. John, chapter 19, verses 31 through 34. For those of you that were not able to tune in on Sunday, then we thank God that you'll get an opportunity to hear the word. Praise God. Let me give a quick shout out to those Kansas City Chiefs. They did it, they did it, they did it again. I know Mother Pat Gallo, she's probably just rejoicing about right now because she's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So go Kansas City Chiefs, praise God. All right now, let's talk about the word. You know, John chapter 19, verses 31, it says this. It says, therefore, the Jews, because it was preparation day, because it was a time of preparation, that the bodies could not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him, which was crucified with Jesus Christ. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Tonight we're talking about body structure, spiritually aligning ourselves with the Word of God. You see, as this passage opens up, it talks about preparation day. Preparation day is the day the children of Israel, they set aside before the Sabbath. It was a day that they used to complete all cleaning and cooking and any business transactions so that the ordinary and mundane activities of life did not distract them from that time which was set apart to serve the Lord, that Sabbath day. You know, as I read over this, I can recall in my grandmother and my own family where we, of course, our Sabbath day was Sunday, but our grandmother and even my mom, on Saturday, she began to put in place our clothes for Sunday, iron up our clothes that we would wear to church. She'd even prepare food on Saturday that was for Sunday dinner. And definitely on, you know, the day, there was no washing of clothes, or there were things that we just did not do. As a matter of fact, I hold that in my own household even until this day. Sunday is the day of the Lord, that the Word of God tells us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it, what, holy unto the Lord. And so in order sometimes to ensure that that's done, you have to prepare even the day before. And so this is what the Jews did. They did this. This was on preparation day. Well, preparation day is relevant in this passage because the soldiers, they wanted to ensure that on the Sabbath day, as it said, the Jews, therefore, preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross. And so they, with that, the soldiers went to check each one of those that were crucified with Jesus. They checked Jesus as well. But the first two that they checked, they found that they were still alive. And they broke their legs because they knew, the soldiers knew from the position that they were hanging, that if their legs were broken, that they would not be able to support themselves and support their body weight. And without the support of their body weight on their broken legs, then they would begin to suffocate. Now, crucifixion, we know, very terrible and harsh way to die. But the soldiers, they went in, as I said, and broke the legs of those, the other two that were hanging there with Jesus to ensure their death through suffocation. Jesus himself, when they came to him, he had already died. And that was the reason why they didn't break his legs. But nevertheless, they stabbed him and, as we know, according to biblical scripture, and pierced him in his side. And when they pierced him in his side, out came blood and water. And that water was actually serum, blood serum, one of the actual signs of physical death is the separation of blood and serum. If had he been alive, then there would have been arterial bright blood that would have come forth. But because he had already died, the blood and the serum, which is a definitive symptom of death, came forth, the blood and the water. It was also prophesied in the Old Testament, even before Jesus came to the earth, that all his bones, Psalms 34 and 20, he keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Then that was the Old Testament, and in the Gospel of John 19:36, it was even reconfirmed, and it said this, for these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. So let's delve into the scriptures just a little deeper tonight to see what the Bible has to say about bone structure. Bone structure is an essential element to body structure, both physically and spiritually. Another relevant scripture reference is Exodus 12, verse 46. It refers to the Jewish law and the eating of the Passover meal. It states this, in one house, and it's talking about the sacrificial, the lamb that they were going to partake eat during this Passover supper. It says, in one house it shall be eaten. Not many houses. They were not going to take the meat and pass it on even to another house. It said, in one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house. This was Jewish law regarding the Passover meal. Nor shall you, what? Break one of its bones. In preparing the Passover meal, the Paschal lamb, that was another name for the Passover lamb. You see, the Paschal lamb symbolized unity of those partaking in the Passover meal. One lamb was always to be eaten in one house, and no part of the flesh was to be carried outside of that house. No bone was supposed to be broken, because you see, that lamb that they were partaking in the meal, that lamb actually was a representation of what they call the Paschal lamb or the Passover lamb, that was the sacrificial lamb whose blood during the time of the actual Passover was used to stain the doorposts of the children of Israel. Why? Because so that the death angel would pass over each household with the lamb's blood on the doorpost. This lamb represented at that time the soon coming ultimate sacrificial lamb whose shed blood would be the final atonement for the sins of all who believe. And that ultimate sacrificial lamb, his name is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, this came to save all of us from our sins, from the sins of this world, to redeem those of us from our sins and the sins of this world. He was the ultimate sacrificial lamb. And just as it was with this Passover meal that they held sacred, that they said, yes, you eat this lamb within the house and none of the flesh should be taken outside and none of the bones shall be broken. So it was even with the sacrificial lamb of Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ, who his bones were not to be broken. Why? Because bone structure is essential to body structure. You see, an eternal pattern, bones represent spiritual structure, an eternal pattern that cannot be broken. Why is this important? Indeed, God is a God of order, and God is a God of structure. Ephesians 2:20-22 says it like this. It says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We're talking about the essentials of spiritual structure. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together, i.e. structure, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you and I are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Let's break that down. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Cornerstone also represents that stone, or is that stone which lies at the corner of two walls and unites them together. It's often the starting point of a building, hence figuratively that on which everything is founded. You see, proper spiritual body alignment is essential to spiritual body structure. We have to recognize when the members of the body of Christ are in proper alignment. When they're in proper alignment, the New Testament tabernacle, which we are, is established. And then the glory of God begins to work within us. But we must be in proper alignment with the word of God. Proper alignment, what are you talking about, Pastor Constance? That means that we as children of the Most High God, we must live according to the principles, biblical principles, and biblical precepts outlined in the word of God. Scripture talks about, again, that we are the New Testament tabernacle. We are the church. We are the church. We are that New Testament tabernacle that is established, that when we become in alignment with the will, the perfect will of God, then the glory of God will work within us. Ephesians 3:20-21 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that works, what? His power that works within us. Hear me when I tell you, we don't belong to ourselves. If you are a child of God, you have been bought with a price. You have been bought with a mighty price because of your salvation in Jesus Christ. Though, as I said, and you've heard me say before, salvation is free. But it cost Jesus, it cost our Lord and Savior everything. Oh, yes, it did. You see, verse 21 says, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ throughout all generations forever and ever. Only when the members of the body of Christ are in proper alignment does the glory of God work within us. But then when we are in proper alignment with God's perfect will, his glory will also fill and flow out of us. We have the Holy Spirit that lies on the inside of us, that resides on the inside of us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit that fills and flows out of us when we are in proper spiritual alignment. And you know, when we are in proper spiritual alignment with the word of God, when we are abiding by God's principles, when we are keeping his word, when we are living testimonies of his word, when we are being that light and that salt of the earth, when we are leading those of this lost world through the word of Jesus Christ to the feet, through the word of God to the feet of Jesus Christ. When we are walking by the grace of God upright before the Lord, that's when, as Brandon Lake says, that we will begin to see his glory fill the nations like this world has never seen it. Cities in revival and salvation begin to flood the streets. Then that's when we are in proper spiritual alignment, that's when we will begin to see, as Jesus Christ himself said, greater works than he did that we will do. We will begin to see, as the word of God says, miracles, signs, and wonders that follow them who what? Who believe. That's our heritage as children of the Most High God. Are you walking in proper spiritual alignment? Do you have that spiritual body to the word of God? You see, when the members of the body of Christ are in proper alignment, and we who are the New Testament tabernacle is established, we will see a foreshadowing of the vision that God gave John on the Isle of Patmos in the book of Revelation. He said in Revelation 21, 1 through 3, he said, now I saw. What did you see, John? He said, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, hallelujah, and the first earth had passed away. And there was no more sea. Then I, said John, I saw the holy city, that new Jerusalem, glory to God, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. Oh, I look forward to that day, praise God, when as it was in the Garden of Eden, when there was nothing that prevented, and initially it was a utopia, perfect type of environment, because Adam, he dwelt in the presence of God, and God dwelt in his presence, and he, the word of God talks about how he communed with God and how God just walked with him in the coolness of the day. Come on, y'all. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the God that created heaven and earth? Praise God. Nothing, no sin, hallelujah, that would separate from us being able to be right there, praise God, talking with our Heavenly Father, supping with him, was during that time. Oh, yes. Praise God. We thank God for God's presence with us even now. Yet I just truly believe that even when we, when that new heaven and that new earth is established, that we're going to be able to experience our Heavenly Father's presence on a whole different level. But you see, until that time comes, be forewarned, there are, yes, we must follow the principles and precepts of our Heavenly Father. Spiritually, there are benefits that come from divine body alignment and spiritual bone structure. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18 talks about, and it says this, it says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Remember now, we're talking about spiritual alignment. This gives a warning. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? We are supposed to be that light in the world. And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, he said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out, come out, come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch that which is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Spiritual alignment, spiritual body structure. Here's some spiritual benefits also from proper bone structure. Remember when I talked about bone structure is relevant to body structure, both in the spirit and in the natural. I'm going to prove it to you right here. Joshua, verse 24-32, speaks about the bones of Joseph. It says, the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem. Shechem is represents shoulders. It means shoulders. in the plot of ground which Jacob had brought for from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. You see, the bones of Joseph represent the responsibility to faithfully manage kingdom government. Some meaning shoulders. And remember in Isaiah 9:6-7, it talked about and described in reference to Jesus Christ. It describes that the government shall be upon the shoulders of Christ. Remember, we are the body of Christ. So again, Joshua's bones and the benefits of proper spiritual bone structure represent kingdom management. And then there are the bones of Elisha, the bones of Elisha, which 21, it talks about the bones of Elisha. And it said, and it came to pass as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they quickly cast the man that they were burying into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down, praise God, hallelujah, when the man's body, when they threw it in and he was let down and touched the bones, his body, his dead body, touched the bones of Elisha, and he revived, and he stood up on his feet. That's some power. That's God's power. That's the resurrection power of our God. The bones of Elisha represent resurrection power in bone structure, spiritual bone structure. The bones of Elisha are a vital part of New Testament order. You see, we can clearly see from the text that the dead man was brought back to life. Proper structure, properly structured leadership is a channel for the life of Christ to flow. I said properly structured spiritual leadership from the head, talking about bone structure now, from the head is a channel for the life of Jesus Christ to flow. Resurrection power, dead things that are brought back to life. What dead things do you have that's in your life that need the resurrection power of Almighty God? It's there. It's there for us. The word of God says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's there for us. Bones of Jeremiah. You see, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9 says this. It says, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, and my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. Oh, yes, when the word of God is within you, Jeremiah describes it as a burning fire shut up in your bones. It says that I was weary, he said, of holding it back, and I could not. Oh, when you got the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit that lies and resides and dwells on the inside of you, and when you get into the study and begin to sup in God's word, and his word then and begin, you begin to take it and eat of it and partake of it and digest it, then the word of God becomes like fire shut cut up in your bones. You got to tell somebody. When the Lord begins to take his word and add to it his anointing, you got to share it. You got to open your mouth. You got to tell somebody, because it's just like fire in your bones. Jeremiah said that he tried to hold back, but he couldn't. Oh, that yes, you got to be able to speak forth God's word. You got to speak it forth, because that spiritual power and that ruach of the breath of God that resonates us on the inside of us, it causes you to speak forth, to shout hallelujah. That word of God, that anointing power of God that goes forth. Oh, yes, it does. You see, the fire in Jeremiah's bones, it represents leadership, passion, and zeal. It represents spiritual leadership, passion, and zeal. As a child of God, there should be fire, that passion that burns on the inside of you, that burns within you, that gets you excited about advancing the kingdom of God. It's a passion that truly must be a part of those that are leaders, spiritual leaders in the body, of to have a zeal. We've got to have a passion. We've got to have a desire. We've got to have the will to want to see God's kingdom advance here in this earth. We got to have it so much to the point that we refuse to shut up. Oh, yes, we do. We can't keep our mouths closed. I know there are those that are out there in the public sector and in society that would love for those of us that are believers in Jesus Christ to keep our mouths closed. But just as it said in the book of Jeremiah, oh, it's impossible when you know of the goodness that of God in your life, when you recognize the power of God in your life, when you recognize that which God has done for you in your life, you got to tell somebody. You got a testimony. Oh, and then let's talk about those bones in the book of Ezekiel. We're talking about Ezekiel chapter 37. And what the dry bones are restored into proper kingdom order. You see, this produces, as they said, proper kingdom order. Once the body begins to come together, once the body begins to come together and the structure begins to form, once you are doing what your spiritual gifts and your the anointing that's upon your life, what God has called for you to do, and then you have I begin to do what God has anointed and equipped me to do, and then you've got where then you have the elders that line up and they begin to do what God has anointed and gifted them to do for the kingdom of God. Then you have the apostles, and they begin to line up and do what God has anointed and gifted them to do. And then you have the teachers, that they begin to teach the unadulterated, uncompromised word of God, and they begin to do what God called for them to do. And then you have the pastors and teachers and, yes, the evangelists that go out, and they are equipped to draw in and be operating in the gifts that God has called for them to do. And then when the children of the Most High God, when they begin to take a stand for the kingdom of God, uncompromised, even in favorable and unfavorable conditions, and they line up and then all of the body of Christ, the fivefold ministries, the children of the Most High God, that is the body of Christ begins to come into proper kingdom order and body, spiritual body structure. Then it produces an army.
Mm-hmm.
It says this in Ezekiel 37:1-14. It says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all and around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And so I answered, oh Lord God, you know. Jeremiah 32:27. It says, is there anything too hard for our God? Ezekiel said, oh, Lord God, you know. And then verse 4 says, again he said to me, prophesy to these bones, speak to these bones, and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, sometimes when you run into situations where there's a dry valley in your life, then you got to know, just as Ezekiel did, how to speak to those dry areas and line your words up with the word of God. And then you'll begin to see, just as Ezekiel said, thus says the Lord to these dry bones, surely I will cause breath, my ruach, to enter into you. And you shall live, and I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And then you shall know, you know, will not have a shadow of a doubt. Then you shall know that I am God. And so I prophesied, Ezekiel said, and I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. Oh, he began to hear a noise, because you see, when the power of God begins to move, when there is a mighty move of God, there becomes a sound, a noise, hallelujah. It is always preceded by a sound. Ezekiel said, as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. He spoke at the command of God and God's word, and the dead bones around him began to move. And it said, indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And when they all lined up together, and also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Speak to the breath, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath came into them, and they stood upon their feet, and they became an exceedingly great army. You see, as we must, as even in the midst of difficult dry, all we need to do is depend on God to blow his breath, the breath of the Holy Spirit, to breathe on us. And those dry areas will then become fertile. They will become alive. They will begin to joined together, bone, and as the bones did, bone upon bone, flesh upon flesh, as they came together. And then the scripture goes on to say, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. These are the children of God. He's saying the same thing to us this day. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we are ourselves are cut off. But therefore prophesying, say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. I'm going to open up those dead places in your life and cause you to come out from your graves. I'm going to, when the churches that may have deadness that lie within them and the dry places that are lying within them, all they have to do is repent and allow for the presence of God to come forth and breathe new life into their churches, breathe new life into their ministries. And it says, and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from the grave, and I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Praise God, we're talking tonight about bone structure and being spiritually aligned with the perfect will of God. I pray that that word was, may God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be all the glory. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor for that powerful word. Amen. We were blessed by it because she's talking about bone structure, amen, and proper spiritual alignment, amen. Do you have proper spiritual alignment in your life in Christ Jesus, amen? Do you have that fire set up in your bones on today, amen, praise God?
Yes.
Is God doing a work inside of you, amen, inside out to the glory of God? Is Jesus your chief cornerstone on today? Put things in order, God, the God of order, amen? He put things in proper order, line for line, precept upon precept, amen? His word, his truth, his light, praise God. We thank God for the woman of God to bring forth that word from Genesis to Revelation. She broke it down enough so that you can feast and understand it, praise God. To God be the glory, God's power and God's strength and God's presence in your life, amen. It's so important to know the presence of God, to go and know the presence of God, to know his order, amen. His order of worship, his order of praise, amen. His order of prayer, praise God. The
yes.
order of God, the spiritual order of God,
amen.
And being in proper alignment with that, to walk in that, at least a daily walk, saints. You walk in that day from day to day, walking his word, walking his truth, walking the true, the divine alignment of God. It's very important. Your spiritual growth and development.
Amen.
Amen. Yours and mine. We thank God for on that one where God broke that down. Amen. Proper alignment. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jasper.
God
and as Lord. We come into together, body to body and bone to bone and spirit to spirit, as it said with Ezekiel, and become that exceedingly great army, then we become ready and equipped to do battle and ready to conquer kingdom of God.
Praise God.
Are you ready to conquer for God's kingdom tonight? Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. If there is one that would like to comment or share in this discussion, we're going to take a few minutes. We're running a little bit over time, but we're going to take a few minutes because I'd
yeah.
like to hear from you. If there is one that would like to share in this topic
okay.
of talking about spiritual body structure
amen.
And
amen.
Spiritual alignment with the perfect will of God.
Yes,
amen. Is there one tonight? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul of 4294, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Come on, talk to me tonight. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you, pastors. Thanks so thank God so much for your wonderful message. Oh, that is just so good. I love that. Love that. That bone structure alignment, proper alignment. Oh my gosh, if we not in the proper alignment, we can't get anything done for the kingdom. Thank you so much for that message. It was a word in time and a word needed, especially this evening when we're getting ready to go to bed. We can think about to get ourselves in line, get ourselves sturdy and ready for the next day, read our word, make our prayers and our meditations unto God, and to importantly, make sure that to be aligned, that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we have allowed him to come into our heart and to be a part of our life, because without him, we can't do anything. And I beseech anyone out there who hasn't made that decision to give your life to Christ, when pastor gives you the opportunity, please go right to the altar, give God your heart and your life, and I guarantee you, your life would never be the same, and all the things that you need and desire in this world, you can get them through Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you all. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that. That is so, so very true. And thank you for those steps, because the first step, hallelujah, salvation in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement, Associate Pastor Manley. We thank God for you tonight. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God. Can you hear me? Go right ahead.
Yes, I can hear you, and good afternoon. I just wanted to say, when you were talking about bone out of alignment, and, you know, being a nurse, I go back to the physical part. You know, when we got an ache or a pain in our bone, we can't do much of nothing. I mean,
it really
gets tough. But then comparing to being in sync with the word of God, and like Jeremiah says, just like fire in his bones, he could not just keep it to himself. He had to share it. So
that's
the same thing with us in the spirit realm. If we out of sync with the Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing for God. We have to go back and get in line with his plan and his purpose, so that we can have that fire-burning experience like Jeremiah talked about. And another thing comes to my mind, we are that light. We can't put our candle on a bushel. We going to have to have that light out to reach others. Yeah, we don't light and darkness don't mix. But
we are
the light, so that darkness will become lit up by our light. So God wants us to be those disciples. But how can you be a good disciple if you ain't got no fire in your bones for the Holy Ghost? You can't.
You can't
express yourself to somebody that don't know anything, and hear you coming all sad and drumming and whatnot. They ain't gonna want your God.
No.
You say you got God, and you don't have no excitement. No.
That's right.
Excitement in heaven's God. I mean, I wouldn't want to trade this life for nothing. I'm excited because I know if I continue to go forth, because like the scriptures say, race is not given to swift, but only to the one that endured to the end. And as long as I stay on track and endure, then I can be able to hear those words that all of us are striving to hear. Well done, that good and faithful servant. Be blessed.
Amen.
Get the fire.
Amen.
Let it burn. And let's do what God say do. Let's go fishing.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. That's right. You must have that fire, that passion, praise God, for the things of God, and wanting to see his kingdom advance. Oh, yes, and the Holy Spirit will give that to you. Oh, yes, he will. As a child of the Most High God, he will give that to you, and it will, you too will be able to say, just like Jeremiah said, it's just like fire shut up in your bones. You got to come back. Praise God. Amen, amen. Is there another tonight? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. The first step, as Elder Manley, Associate Pastor Manley reminded us. Praise God. Caller. Hallelujah. 3258 before we close out tonight. Yes. Just one second. Uh-huh. All righty. Please. Hey there, Elder Maddie Green. Praise Hello. God for Hello. You.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Constant Whitehurst, I want to say thank you for such a strong, powerful word about our bone structure, and it got to be a spiritual alignment with the word of God. I thought of the, like Mother Pat said, our bones, when they begin to have pain within our bones, and I thought of what you were saying about Elisha and how Jeremiah was talking about it, and how Job, it is always a like you said, a physical connection and a spiritual connection in alignment with the word of God. I just enjoy the way that you broke it all down so even a child can understand how good God has been to us. And how that when we are connected to him spiritually within ourselves, within the word of God, things that were said was impossible become possible because our faith is in God, in Christ Jesus. I just love the word. You broke down the preparations and how the bones, I remember Sunday connected to the head bone connected to the neck bone, that we got to be that way connected in order for the kingdom of God to advance in our churches, in our states, in our nation. I want to say thank you for bringing forth the word that we need in a time like this. God bless you and have a good night to you and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Man, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Green. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, we must be connected in order for us to be able to do and accomplish that perfect will of God and what he has placed us here in this earth for. We've got a job to do, saints. We must, as Jesus Christ himself said, even at 12 years old, when Joseph and Mary went back and they found him here at the temple, he said, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business? We've got to be about the father's business. Amen. And the first step in doing that is to make sure that we are properly aligned with his word and will of God.
Amen.
That's the first step. And so the only way to do that, we must give our lives to the Lord. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, as it was shared earlier by Associate Pastor Manley, the first step is to get to know the Lord. Oh, yes. Romans 10:9-10 just says, it says it this way, that all you have to do is just believe within your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead. And how do you do that? You simply say these words. You say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, that you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. And Lord, please come into my heart. Forgive me of all of my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask you to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And guess what, man, woman, boy, girl, if you prayed that prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life and never to be erased. We thank God for you, and we give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Reach out to us and let us know through our website at www.newseasonmen.org. Reach out to us via email. Amen. We'd love to hear from you. Well, saints, praise God. We thank you all for joining us again for this time of studying the Word of God. We ran over a little bit tonight, but that's all right. God's Word is just that good. Go forth and have a wonderful and blessed time in the Lord this week. Tell somebody in this dying world that we serve a risen Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. We love you, and to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night, and good night, and God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!